This is NPR's Ask Me Another. I'm Jonathan Colton. Here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thanks, Jonathan. So we have approximately 1.33333333333 episodes left. And we're playing games with two guys who are always there for us in our time of need, our guest puzzle guru Cecil Baldwin and our guest musician Julian Villard. Okay, are you ready for another one?
Yes, please.
Yes, please.
Okay. So on TV, they are called commercials. On public radio, they are called funders. And on podcasts, they are called mid-rolls. So this game is called That's How I Mid-Roll, and every answer is a company known for advertising on podcasts. We are going to read you a mid-roll. You are going to tell us the name of the company, but the twist is the person who wrote these mid-rolls has done no research as to the companies. So instead, they have just given it their best guess based on the company's name.
And we should note that we are not getting paid by any of the companies that we're about to mention. We don't even know if they are NPR underwriters. We haven't bothered to check because, frankly, you know, we got a bad case of senioritis at this point. We're out of here.
Exactly. So let's do it. Okay, Cecil, this first one is for you. Do you have monsters under your bed? That is so last year. Now your mattress can be made of ghosts. This company truly is changing the way people sleep because of the ghosts.
You know, I'm still waiting on my free Casper mattress.
Free? But you until, are correct.
And until that day happens, I just have to sleep on my sleeping bag on the floor.
Julian, want to retool your website but don't have the time? Now you've got nothing but time. So let us put you in a 5x5, 10x10, or 12x12 foot room where the only thing that's ever unlocked is your potential.
I'm going to say Squarespace.
Yeah.
Squarespace is correct. That's right.
You know what? You know who shouldn't have the power to make her own website? Me.
I will say this, Ophira.
Yeah. Yes.
I have seen some of your attempts at graphic design on the internet. And I think that is a correct statement. You should not make your own website.
I really liked my little graphics recently. I'm going to talk to you later about that. Anyways, you're correct. All right, Cecil. Ladies, if you live alone, you've been here. You're getting ready for work, but you can't quite reach behind you to fasten your dress all the way up. Let this company analyze hundreds of online profiles so you can find the perfect candidate to close those interlocking teeth.
What is that? J-Date?
J-Date?
What do you say?
I don't know. That's okay. Literally the only, well, Scruff would be the app.
Perfect.
I would go to.
Perfect.
Those are okay. Literally the only two I know of.
It's a...
I think Julian knows it.
Oh,
Julian's bursting.
Oh, my
Julian's,
goodness.
He's vibrating.
All right. So Julian is about to explode out of screen.
Is it ZipRecruiter?
Yes, ZipRecruiter. That is right.
All right, this is your last clue, Julian. If you have always wanted to live a real-life Space Jam, I mean, who hasn't? You're in luck. Just use our DNA testing kit and upload your personal genetic information to our online database for a chance to hang out with Chicago Bulls era Michael Jordan.
I mean, come on. 23andMe is the answer.
Yes.
That is right. You got it.
Julian, Cecil, have you done 23andMe?
Nah, I'm good.
I'm pretty sure if I did it, I'd just like come back like 100%
who you are.
Exactly. I'm like, if people see me, they're like, oh, I know where that guy's from.
I've seen this model before.
Yeah,
don't worry
about absolutely.
It. Great job. Do you want to know who won that round?
I know who won this round.
Who won that round?
I won the round.
You won the round. Yes, you did win the round. All right, so that means that we're at a tie. So, you know what? That means you have to come back.
That's the rule.
Cecil, Julian, we'll see you next week.
See you then, Ophir.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.